The Bama Beat Podcast is brought to you by The Shirt Shop, Tuscaloosa Chevrolet, and Zaxby's. Cure your craving. Stop in today or visit Zaxby's.com. That's Zaxby's.com.
Welcome to the Tide Sports. I don't know if we have an official name for this show, but picks, week two picks. After an interesting week one, some really fascinating games. If you were involved with point spreads for entertainment purposes, so we will try and do the same. We'll look at some of the games nationally, go through them pretty quickly, and the SEC games, and talk about a couple of the games from last weekend, and look forward to this weekend where you can get your lines that range from very close in the SEC to not very close to we're not even going to discuss it. But it's so big. So
let's go ahead and get this out of the way first. I want to say that Clint picked against the Tide last week.
I picked Auburn too.
And it did not pay off for him. Well, we all picked Auburn. We all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? I'm completely fine with that result. I'll be wrong all day.
Well, I'm certainly glad for Seth Williams from Tuscaloosa.
Right, Bryan High School.
Have a big day. Also, last week, in review, Hunter's theory about never bet on a team going to Laramie. A Power 5 team playing in Laramie is going to lose. I can't even figure out how Missouri did lose other than I think Kelly Bryant turned the ball over.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch the game. I just saw the result, and I was like, yep, makes sense.
I don't know that you can watch a game in Laramie.
Right.
I don't know that they have the capability to satellite out of there. But, yeah, I saw the score, and tough. You know, that just – Missouri's got a chance, the way some other teams in the East looked, to have a good year, but you just can't overcome that. You know, you're always, oh yeah, they lost to Wyoming.
Right. We talked about that last week. It's like, even when they win the East, it's like they're not in title contention because they screw up and lose to
Played in Laramie.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely didn't think they were going to knock themselves out this fast.
Yeah. If you want to go to Laramie for a rodeo, that's fine. Don't go for a football game.
And then also the I don't even remember who I picked, but the Memphis upset. That was
I picked Memphis.
You did? Yeah. That was not very surprising to me either.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't really not. I mean, Memphis was favorite.
Right.
Whether they covered. But anyway, more intriguing games this week.
Actually, a better slate of games this week.
Definitely. Yeah, we will not be betting on how many boats will burn in the Tennessee River. The over-under was a half last week, and it went over as a boat burned down prior to Tennessee losing to Georgia State.
I'm sure a lot of people will be bringing their boats down from Provo for this game, too.
Hunter officially, he seriously believes that Georgia State's in the playoffs.
I do. They are my fourth best team in the country right now. They deserve it.
And they'd be playing at home in the championship game. So there's a lot going for them.
I would be fine if we were the two seed and they took out Clemson for us. I'd be A-okay with that.
Hunter doesn't seriously believe that.
No, I put it on Twitter, so that means that I stand by 100%. That's how this works.
There you go. Everybody jokes around on Twitter except Slim Charles. He's serious.
All business.
Yeah. He's all murder. So, off to this week's picks, and Hunter's going to run down.
Oh, am I in charge this week? Or let's let Clint do it. It's just my second week here, okay?
That's fine.
Clint is going to run down.
I'm just going to go through, you know, how I got them listed because I wasn't really expecting this. But the first game, number 22, Syracuse, is at Maryland, and they are -3.
Lox with a huge win last week in his debut. See, that's good scheduling. You didn't see Lox running around Laramie.
Right.
Trying to win a game. They brought Howard in. They beat him 79-0. So it'll be interesting. Syracuse, you know, there's got to be some bad karma for beating a guy in a hospital. Yeah, that's low.
That's
but
been,
they did it.
That's been some of the greatest content. That was the content that we needed this past weekend, was Hugh Freeze in the hospital.
We didn't know we needed
we
it.
Didn't but know we,
yeah, we definitely needed it.
But I got to take Syracuse on that one. Even I got to give the point.
I've got Syracuse as well.
I think I like Josh Jackson, the Virginia Tech transfer. And I was actually really – I know it's Howard, but 8 sacks last week from Maryland. They only had 18, I think, all of last season. So they've obviously got to improve pass rush. I think I'm going to take the points and go Maryland there. So second on the list, Cincinnati is at number 5 Ohio State, and Ohio State is favored by 17.
Yeah, Luke Fickell's doing a good job, and it's kind of a homecoming game for him. Just really hard to gauge off of UCLA and how bad UCLA really is. But Cincinnati looked pretty good, I thought. Pretty good.
Definitely.
But, you know, Ohio State looked really good. I'd take Ohio State to cover, but I can see it's a lot of points.
I'm there with you. I don't feel great about it. I probably wouldn't do anything with the line, but I would go Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, I like Desmond Ridder, and I like the fact that they were so effective on third down against UCLA, but yeah, that's even though it's a lot of points. Part of me wants to take Cincinnati, but I think I'm going to go ahead and roll with Ohio State.
Is that the 11 o'clock Fox game?
I believe so.
Okay. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's the early game. All right, game number 3, West Virginia at Missouri. Missouri is a whopping 14.5 point favorite.
That line seems really, really big. I mean, you got Missouri coming off. I mean, yeah, they won't be playing this one in Laramie, thankfully. But I mean, I don't think, is West Virginia that bad this year?
They didn't look great in week one. I think the 2013 victory over James Madison. So that's the only, you know, single digit victory.
Yeah, I think Holgorsen got out of town when the getting was good.
Right.
But Missouri probably getting back from Laramie today. So I'm going to take the points in that one. Missouri should win, but I'm that's too many points. I'm going to take the points.
I've got West Virginia also.
I think I'm going to go Missouri. I think that, you know, they did have a lot of hype heading into the season, and we did say, I mean, we kind of, Hunter at least, saw the Laramie thing coming. And, man, Kel Garrett, that guy is a tackle machine, that linebacker for them. I think I'm going to go Missouri.
That's one of those low-key games where the SEC needs to beat. You know, that's a Power 5 win if you get it.
Right. And desperately need those right now.
You know, a little bit like Alabama beating Duke, but, you know, you'll take those when you can get them, and especially if you've just been humbled by the Mountain West.
Right.
So. Absolutely. Next game on the list probably is going to be one of the best games of the weekend. Number 12, Texas A&M is at number 1, Clemson, and the Tigers are favored by 18.5.
All right. Well, there's another SEC game. I think that's too many points.
It is.
I think that's too – I'm taking A&M in the points.
I am too. I could also could see Clemson coming out and, you know, maybe A&M's not for real this year and just pour it on them, but I – still feel safer about taking A&M there.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson looked fine against Georgia Tech. The one thing I will say about this game, you can take the 22 regular positions on the field, 11 on offense and 11 on defense. And I would venture to say that at 20 or 21 of those positions, A&M's got a better athlete than Georgia Tech had.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it's not quite the same. You know, Etienne's a great running back. You know, he's going to face some guys who can get to him and get him on the ground in this game. Doesn't mean he won't get 100 yards, 150 yards, but it'll be interesting to see. Be interesting to see what kind of pressure they can put on Trevor Lawrence.
Etienne did look good.
He looked really good.
Really good.
I've got a number 2 on my Heisman list behind Bo Nix.
Well, you know, and between Corbin and Spiller, I was actually pretty surprised with Texas A&M's run game last week. I think both those guys went up for over 100 yards. Granted, it's Texas State.
It's Texas State.
But, I mean, they looked really good. And what was it? Mon, I think, threw for over 400 yards.
This is the weekend for Kellen Mond.
Yeah, because I think he put up 400-plus yards last year against Clemson.
To show what he can do.
Yeah, so, definitely. I think I'm going to go Texas A&M as well. All right, next game on the list, BYU versus Tennessee. This one's a heavy hitter right here. Tennessee is favored by 3.5.
I was kind of surprised by this line a little bit. I mean, Tennessee just – I mean, they didn't just lose to Georgia State. They got their –
They didn't play hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
at all.
They didn't tackle well. They missed a line. They looked poorly coached. They didn't look interested. You know, and it can happen. But it shouldn't happen in your season opener when you're trying to be in a rebuilding mode.
If it happens in the first week of November, that's one thing. But it's your first game and you play like that.
I'm going to take BYU here. And I like Jeremy. I really do, Jeremy Pruitt. But I think the master plan is that by the time in October, when Tennessee comes to Bryant-Denny Stadium, it's going to be interim coach Phil Fulmer.
I mean, people were joking about that, but like,
Phil's. I got to believe that's Phil's plan. He did it to majors.
He's done it before.
He did it to majors. So
and you know he was sitting back seeing how Barry Alvarez. He's well, I can pull this off if
sure,
he can.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
How amazing would that be if Phil Fulmer's their head coach coming into the third Saturday in October?
I'm gonna tell you what, BYU goes in there and wins, and say they win by two touchdowns, which I saw BYU. They weren't great against Utah, but you know they're adequate. But if they win and Tennessee loses another home game, you're going to start hearing it. I mean, right. You're going to start hearing it. So,
well, I think I'm going to go Tennessee.
I'm going to go Tennessee, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just living out a dream over
here. Right.
I just think that, I mean, offensively, when you look at the guys they actually have, I'm a huge fan of Ty Chandler. I know he had two fumbles last week. But, I mean, you talk about the receivers. A true freshman starting at left tackle and Morris, they're still getting Trey Smith back and kind of back into the groove of things. I think offensively they should continue to be really good. So, they have to bounce back. They, you know, back's against the wall even more so than it was last week. I mean, you have to think that Pruitt's going to, you know, prevent them from starting 0-2. So I'm going to go Tennessee as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue on with some of these picks. This is Clint Lamb with the Bama Beat, brought to you by Zaxby's. Welcome back into the Bama Beat. This is Clint Lamb sitting here with Hunter Johnson and Cecil Hurt. We're going to just dive right back into some of these games. Guys, next up on the list is number 24, Nebraska, is at Colorado, and Nebraska is -5.
I'm going to go with Nebraska here. I don't know if you remember this, you know, a rematch of, you know, former Big 12 rivals.
Big 8.
Big 8, yeah. It seems like it was, what, 2001, where they had that, like, 62-30-something game, and I remember that game, and Colorado, Nebraska ended up still making the national championship that year, and that was when they got thumped by Miami, but, yeah, I'm going with Nebraska.
I am, too. They're really all in on Scott Frost. I'm glad to see Mel Tucker get a win in his first game against Colorado State. And they didn't look too bad.
They didn't.
They didn't look too bad. But I'm going to go Nebraska here.
Man, it kind of seems like I'm zigging when y'all zag on all
that's
these.
All right. So it makes it fun.
Yeah, I'm going Colorado. Nebraska last week, I was watching them against South Alabama, and it just a lot of people were really expecting them to take a much bigger step. Now, granted, it's week one, and they got the win, so I guess that's all you can really ask. But I mean, I just think that Colorado, with the way they looked, this could be just a way of reaction for week one. But I'm going to go Colorado and take those points.
Does anybody else think Scott Frost might be Jim Harbaugh light? You know?
It's a great point.
The alum going back, he's going to turn it all around. But he's a little I'm sure he's a great guy, a little obnoxious, you know. But we'll see. This is a big game.
So Jim without the khakis.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, so we got everybody's picks on that. Next one is probably going to be the best game of the weekend, at least in my opinion. Number 6, LSU, is at number 10, Texas, and LSU is favored by 4.5.
I really don't know. LSU looked really good.
They did.
But it just seems like when LSU gets, like, this is the hurdle they can't overcome.
Yep.
And haven't been able to for a while, dating back to, you know, the end of the Les Miles era. And even now with Orgeron, I just think I'm going to go with history, and I'm going to say Texas here.
It's going to be interesting. Man, LSU looked athletic. Holy
they
mackerel, they looked athletic. Texas looks good. Their quarterback looks good. Mm-hmm. I hope that it's tied at the end of regulation where we can have another LSU 6 or 7 overtime game. And the new overtime rules are, after 5 overtimes, you line Orgeron up on one goal line and Bevo on the other, and just have them collide at the 50-yard line, and whichever one comes out standing That's the team that wins.
My money's on LSU.
My money's on LSU in that scenario.
Yeah, I don't know. I was really impressed with Texas' run defense against Louisiana Tech. I actually liked Louisiana Tech last week.
I'm taking LSU, by the way.
Yeah, okay. And Hunter, have you made your pick?
Yeah, I'm thinking Texas.
I'm thinking Texas, too. I just...
Uh-oh. So I'm the outlier.
The lone wolf.
Yeah.
I'm getting a few points, and that'll be all right.
Yeah, it would be really big for the SEC if they could get this win over Texas, but it just being at Texas and the way that the Longhorns have kind of been playing, I'm really a huge Colin Johnson fan. Good run defense. If they make LSU one-dimensional, I like Joe Burrow a lot. I'm not entirely confident in him just yet against, you know, going into Texas Stadium to play those guys. So I'm going to go Texas. Next on the list, Miami versus North Carolina. Miami is favored by 6 over the Tar Heels.
What did y'all think about how North Carolina looked against South Carolina?
They did some good things. They didn't look great. South Carolina just found a way to lose.
Right.
I thought. But they, you know, Mac did a nice job, and full credit. Miami certainly. Struggled in some ways against Florida. North Carolina's defensive line isn't going to be as good as Florida's.
Right.
Right.
So I feel fairly comfortable taking Miami here.
I'm going to go with Miami, too. I'm tempted to just take the points with North Carolina, but no, I'll go Miami here.
Yeah, I thought in his first career start, Sam Howell did really well. But, you know, I really like Jaren Williams, too. And, I mean, yeah, I'm probably going to give up the points and go Miami as well. So we're unified on that one. Next on the list, number 25, Stanford at USC. And the Trojans, surprisingly, are a 3.5-point favorite over Stanford.
I'm taking the under. I don't know what it is, but I'm taking it.
Something's not right with Stanford. They beat Northwestern, but even that wasn't. And the bad beat, one of the bad beats of the weekend, Northwestern turned the ball over late, gave up a touchdown, and let Stanford cover. USC without their quarterback, it's a tough. But I'm going to take USC here.
I think I'm going to go USC also. Just with it being in the Coliseum, I'm going to go them.
Well, I'm going Stanford. Their defense at least played really well. And if you got two backup quarterbacks, it's all a matter of which one can put the most pressure on that quarterback. And I think that's probably going to be Stanford. And when you're getting points in that scenario,
yeah,
I think
I see that. But,
so, yeah, I'm
going to take you.
But I'm not going to watch that game because I bet it's going to be hideous.
unless it's the 11 o'clock kick, you know, unless it's.
We'll take get weird. Yeah.
Yeah. The 11 p.m.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Pac-12 after dark.
Yeah.
All right, now we got on the last of the 10-game slate that we're actually going to be kind of keeping up with the picks. It's California at number 13, Washington, and the Huskies are favored by 13.5 over California.
I just thought about it, and I don't even know who California's coach is now. Who's Cal's coach?
The guy that came after Tedford?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Sonny Dykes?
No.
Was he there? Did we make that up? He was there at some point. But
they've got a new guy who had a really good year last year, so I should be ashamed of myself for not knowing.
Justin Wilcox?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Wilcox.
Yeah.
I said that very unconfidently.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bad start for this pick.
Yeah.
But,
We're great sources.
I pick Washington anyway.
I'm going Washington too. Sorry, Justin Wilcox, for not knowing who you were and picking against your team here.
We won't forget again. I promise. Well, we probably will. But I like Jacob Eason. I thought he did well.
I do know who Washington's coach.
I do.
Yeah. Four different receivers had at least five catches.
Newhouse, right?
I'm definitely going Washington. I don't think there's really – I think they blow out California. I think 13.5 isn't nearly enough, to be honest with you.
Jacob Eason, one of those transfer portal babies.
Yeah, and I mean, four different receivers had at least five catches. I mean, he spread the ball around really well. So, I like – he's doing big things in Washington. I think he could end up being better than – what's his name from last year? Drawing a blank. Jake Browning.
No, Browning.
Yeah. I don't know how I forgot that. So, that's going to do it. I'm going to go back and kind of track those who picked who. And if you didn't know, we haven't really, I guess, mentioned this yet. Me and Hunter both went 6-4 last week, and of course, the legendary Cecil Hurt decided to go 9-1 and make us all look bad.
Really flexed on us.
Yeah, I mean, three game, you know, stretch out the gate.
So if you're using these for recreational gambling, you might want to go with Cecil and not us.
I would definitely say that'd be the safe bet.
So we got some SEC games left, right?
Yes. And then, and I'll just kind of run through these quick. Purdue -7.5 versus Vanderbilt.
Purdue, I thought they'd be better. I thought they'd be better than going out to Nevada. And Purdue had every chance to win that game. Couldn't put that game away. I got no faith in Vandy scoring. They got no quarterback play. They hung in tough against Georgia. Georgia wasn't probably at the top of their game. But you just never got the idea that Vandy was going to generate some kind of drive. Now, Purdue's defense is not Georgia's defense. I accept that, but I got to go Purdue. I would go Purdue in that one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Purdue as well.
I'd go Purdue.
Yeah, and that's – man, that's tough.
It's going to be a tough scene for the SEC if this continues.
Yeah, I don't like – I picked a lot against the SEC today, but I just think that –
Well, you just make allowances for Vandy, you know.
Really, yeah.
You just do. I mean, they're going to make good grades. They're going to boost your average SAT scores. And that's.
They're going to have the worst gym in the league.
Yeah, and it's a nice weekend for the other team's fans to go to Nashville.
It is.
They still have baseball.
Oh, don't even get me started.
All right, so Mississippi State -17 -17 versus Southern Miss.
Yeah, I'm taking Southern.
I would take Southern here, too.
I thought Southern was okay. Southern. Yeah, again, they were playing
Alcorn, right?
Yeah. Alcorn. I think that Southern's got some guys. I think that I'd take Southern here to cover, not to win outright, but to cover 17 points.
Yeah, 17 is a lot, especially with the way that Mississippi State let Louisiana Lafayette hang around. Part of me wants to. I like Tommy Stevens. I like Kylin Hill a lot.
So much debate about. Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Jalen, et cetera, around the country, except in Starkville, where it's all Tommy Stevens.
Right.
Yeah, Keontae Thompson's back, too. He's pulling himself out of the transfer portal. But still, I got to go probably Southern Miss here, too. I think that's just a little bit too much. All right, next on the list, Auburn -18 versus Tulane.
As a lot of people know, people that follow my Twitter account, I'm a big fan of the blues music. And here's where Auburn is. Some years they are, and some years they aren't. But there's a great Muddy Waters song called I Got My Mojo Working. And those years when they got that mojo working, it's working. I don't know that they'll cover against Tulane. It's more like Tulane's not bad. Mm-hmm. They're not bad. So it's more likely that Auburn will intercept a ball that bounces off a guy's helmet with 6 seconds left, and Carlson will kick a 54-yarder. But they're going to find a way to win this game.
Right.
You can talk about the points all you want. I don't know that Auburn was exploited. People, tremendous 2-minute drive by Bo Nix, tremendous poise and confidence. But the play that changes that game is an 83-yard fumble return.
Right.
Yep.
That play very true. Changes that game. That's as big a play as you can have in football. That's they're going in to score. And all of a sudden, you're going in to score.
Or if Oregon just gets that first down, and don't waste two timeouts on it. Like, goodness.
Be sure and tune into our hour-long
discussion of why Auburn should have lost.
The Hunter Johnson Auburn Lament show. That'll be later this week.
That'd be good content.
You'd actually get a lot of listeners.
The Barners would enjoy it because they would enjoy
hearing you unhappy. They would enjoy hearing you unhappy.
The other Bammers would be able to collectively, yeah.
They'd commiserate.
Give them some ammunition.
But you look at it. Hunter and I was driving back from Atlanta, but Hunter and I were talking, and you just saw it coming.
Yep.
Part of it, Oregon not putting them away, but part of it, Auburn just finding a way. In those years, they come around just like Mars orbiting the sun. It happens every
Well, I think that Oregon did a great job making that Auburn defensive line run sideline to sideline quite a bit, and I think that
and they missed their receivers, they missed the guys that were hurt, but
they I did think they had a pretty good game plan on how to beat Auburn's defensive line, but the team to execute that game plan is not Tulane, so I definitely think I'm going to take Auburn.
Tulane's a little better than you think, but I would take Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn also.
All right, next on the list, Ole Miss -7 versus Arkansas. What a game.
Another game that I will not be watching.
As I said, it's the battle for non-supremacy in the SEC West. And I think just because, for one thing, just the way that Ole Miss is and the way their fans are, they have some hope. They always have hope. You don't know why they have hope sometimes. I don't know that Arkansas fans have any hope.
Right.
Maybe so. They struggled with Portland State.
And I don't think Chad Morris is a bad coach. I just wonder, is that just a really tough job?
I think it's a bad fit.
I think it's a bad recruiting job. Yeah. I think you've got to. And I thought, I'll be honest, I thought Brett Bielema would go in with kind of a recruiting philosophy of getting some, making them look like Wisconsin.
Right.
Getting some great big bruising offensive linemen and a big bruising running back and playing that way. Now, you could be a little more successful than that at Wisconsin than you could be going against defensive lines from Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M, LSU in your division.
Right.
But I just think it's hard for them to get players. And with that said, Ole Miss has plenty of holes. Mm-hmm. They've got plenty of weaknesses. But I'd probably lean toward Ole Miss, although chaos theory, I would be happy to see it beat Arkansas. Not that I don't prefer one to the other. Oxford's cool. Fayetteville's cool. Yeah.
That game's in Oxford, right?
It
right.
is.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Yeah. It's a Grove special.
I like the talent that they have as far as bouncing back from that loss against Memphis. They still have pieces. It's just a matter of you're breaking in a lot of new offensive starters. I mean, yeah, I think that they'll actually end up being much better than they showed versus Memphis.
They didn't look like Tennessee against Memphis. Memphis just pretty decent, and Ole Miss made some mistakes.
Right. So, I'm definitely taking Ole Miss. In the last game,
we saved the best for last year, obviously.
Yeah. Well, now, granted, the Bama game will be last.
Oh, I forgot we do have that one, too.
Yeah. Kentucky is a 14.5-point favorite versus Eastern Michigan.
Sure.
Kentucky.
Sure. Yeah.
Why not? They beat Toledo last week. This would put them in firm control of the MAC.
Right.
Yeah, and if you're in control, what does that get you? You're headed to Mobile for the you got a good shot at the Camellia Bowl.
Is that what that is? That, no, the Camellia's the Montgomery one.
Mobile's the Dollar General.
That's right, yeah.
Man, I thought Toledo had them on the ropes for a minute.
I did too. And Kentucky came back. And here's a funny stat. Since over the last 12 weeks of SEC play, not postseason, not counting postseason play, Alabama has the most wins of any SEC school, and Kentucky's second.
Hmm. I did not realize that.
Did you make that up?
Mm-mm. They had a good year last year.
And they closed well.
Yeah.
Really well. Yeah.
So, Stoops has done a pretty good job up there.
He has.
It just took him some time.
Which you would think, with we're talking about Chad Morris being a good coach, maybe it's just going to take him a while. But, man.
I still have a tough time, and this is, again, no credit on me, but year in and year out, sorting out Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, and Central Michigan is tough.
Yeah,
very tough.
And sometimes some of them are good. Sometimes some of them are really Western. When Fleck was at, he was at Western.
I thought he was at Central.
He's a Western.
Okay, I was at that. I went to that Cotton Bowl game, but I don't even remember which one it was.
But anyway. Hopefully Kentucky can seize control of the
match. Yeah, so I think we're pretty unified, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last game, and I think you had it at 54.5. I had it at 54. But Alabama taking on New Mexico State.
Yeah.
How are we going to?
Hunter and I were talking about it. Everybody, I'm going to assume everybody's going to pick Alabama. Or does anybody want to make?
I don't know, guys.
Does anybody want to stand on that hill of getting 54.5 points?
It's a lot of points.
It's a tremendous
after
points.
It bit me
it's
last week. I'm kind of wanting to.
I'll take Alabama, sure.
Yeah, but I don't know what we're proving by. And we're not even picking some of the SEC at Florida and UT.
Yeah,
Martin,
this should be one
Georgia
of those.
And Murray State. We're not picking those guys. Well, technically, you know, New Mexico State is they're not 1AA, FCS. But anyway, I think what was interesting, the over-under on the game, 64. Alabama's 54.5-point favorite. So where you're really – what I'd like to hear, and Hunter and I talked about this, what they're sort of predicting isn't exactly how it works, but generally speaking, Alabama over or under 59 points. And New Mexico State over or under 5 points.
Right.
Which –
interesting.
Do you think New Mexico State scores a touchdown or do they not? Five.
I mean, they scored three Washington State.
What are you going to take? I'll let Hunter tackle those two numbers. Is Alabama going to score 60 because over-under is 59?
I mean, probably, yeah. I think we probably will score 60. And I don't think that they'll score a touchdown. Maybe they'll get a field goal and a safety, and they'll actually score five. But no, I don't think they'll score a touchdown.
See, what you've just done is predicted to cover the 54
exactly.
and a half.
Right.
So, this is my thing. And
60's a lot of points.
When is the last time a Coach Saban-led team has beaten a team, a non, you know, Power 5 SEC team by more, you know, have they scored 60 points? He always
scored a bunch of points.
He scored a bunch against Western a couple years ago.
But it's never hit the 60. It's been in the low 50s, 53, 54, something like that. That's what I keep coming back to. And, I mean, I was wrong last week, but I'm going to continue to double down on it. What you want is Alabama in the first half line, whatever that is.
Right.
Because they like to pour it on guys early and then get the starters out and get the backups in. So I have no idea which way to take. I'm probably going to go to New Mexico State.
I do think it's a little different this year in that, you know, the last couple of years we've had two quarterbacks that we both knew they were solid, both like Tua and Jalen. I feel like we're going to want to get Mac Jones some serious work this week.
It's very possible.
So, and Talia also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not going to just sit on the ball in the second half.
Yeah, that's and I mean, whew. You got something for us, Cecil?
No, just saying, you know, since you raised – Alabama scored 57 against Arkansas State last year.
Okay.
They came back and scored 62 against Ole Miss. They scored 56 against Lafayette, came back and scored 65 against Arkansas, scored 58 against Tennessee. So they can get up there around that number.
Definitely.
And I don't know of every one of those teams I just named, you know, Arkansas, Louisiana, Lafayette. I don't know that they're all not better than New Mexico State.
I would say they probably are.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And I think.
But now they're not. You know, I know, we all know, they're not going to have Tua out there winging it in the fourth quarter. That's just not.
It depends. I think more so, you know, with Jalen, it kind of seemed like when he came into the game, they still wanted to let him be able to throw it around a little bit because, you know, want him just coming in.
I mean, they could unleash the Mac attack.
Yeah, and I think that's very possible. They didn't want Jalen just coming in and mop up duty and handing the football off. That would be kind of disrespectful to him.
Right.
But with a guy like Mac Jones, who's the clear backup, does he look at it differently? I don't know. I do think you're right. He needs to probably get as many reps as he possibly can in live game situations. And with Leah, you know, he got some work last week to hand the football off. Everybody made that a huge deal.
Yeah.
That's tough. I still am probably going to say New Mexico State.
Yeah, New Mexico.
Again, really?
New Mexico State only gave up 60 twice last year. Utah State scored 60, and Lafayette, as we were talking about, scored 66 on them.
This is going to make Coach Saban really mad, but if Alabama doesn't put up 60-plus on them, it's because Nick Saban didn't want them to, not because they couldn't.
That.
So, I mean, it's – yeah, they're certainly –
he's certainly not going to try and –
Run it up on
anybody.
And this is getting deep state right here. But let's also consider the fact that Alabama doesn't exactly have the easiest time getting teams to play them. Yes. It's not going to make it any easier to get somebody to come play us if you just annihilate them and, you know, beat them by if you just run it up on them. That's not really helping matters.
Right. If you don't, if you beat them so bad that their athletic director just decides to drop football,
right,
then you can't play them again in 2023.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, all right. Well,
and I do know their coach, Doug Martin.
Okay. So I take it both of you guys are taking Alabama. Has that been?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it'll be more interesting to watch the over-under.
Yeah, I do too.
Single team over-unders of 60 and 5.
Guys, Alabama in the first half. That's what you need to be targeting right there. All right. This has been a really good time. I always enjoy talking a little college football with you guys. We'll kind of be, I guess, doing this every week. Hopefully me and Hunter can catch Cecil, at least to some degree, cut into that 3-game lead.
I'm sure you will. It'll all balance out.
Yeah, hopefully. You say that until you get about a 6 or 7 game lead next week. And then you'll be saying the same thing. All right, well, this has been the Bama Beat Podcast brought to you guys by Zaxby's.